day, North Pole, and a very Merry Christmas. I'm Elf Stacy, and today is Christmas Day, December 25th. It is currently negative 20 degrees Celsius with thick fog. Thankfully, it didn't roll in until this morning after Santa had returned from his journey around the world. Traffic is light on all roads, as most elves are already at their holiday destinations, looking forward to having a good dinner with their families. There are just a few elves out for sleigh joyrides. Visibility is low because of the fog, so do be careful if you go out. We have a guest in the studio today instead of a listener email. Elf Logan is here from the Little Snowflakes Preschool to ask you all to attend their Christmas pageant tonight. What would you like to say, Elf Logan?
Please come to my Christmas pageant. It would be great.
Good job, Elf Logan. If you'd like to see our young elves perform, the show is at 5 p.m. at the Little Snowflakes Preschool on 25th Avenue. Now, I'd like to read for you the classic Christmas poem by Clement C. Moore, A Visit from St. Nicholas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." This Elfcast has been brought to you by Santa's Letter Office, written by santa.webs.com. I want to wish everyone a wonderful Christmas today, a happy Boxing Day and Kwanzaa tomorrow, and a good day every day, North Pole.